I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Hi, everyone.
Oh,
yay!
It's Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. How are we? Welcome back to the Girls' Bathroom. What's going on? How's our week
been?
Welcome back. What have we been up to?
We're very excited. It's a brand new episode. It's Girl Talk.
Yes, baby. I hope we've all had a nice breakfast and a nice lunch.
I say this every week almost, but like we have some good dilemmas this week, people.
Yeah,
we really
baby.
Do. Okay, yeah. Well.
We just had an absolute FaceTime nightmare. I genuinely thought Sophia had just been kidnapped.
Like our phones are really freaking out.
It was really fucking petrifying. Basically, Sophia's FaceTime kept hanging up. And then I'd call back, she'd answer, and it'd be a black screen, and then in about 3 seconds, it would hang up. I was absolutely...
When I was answering, I was just seeing Chintzy's face, and I was like, hello, hello. And she was just like blankly staring back at me, and I was like, is this bitch ignoring me? Like, what is going on?
Honestly.
And then she was texting me like, hello. And I was like, hello. Oh my god!
No,
but we figured it out.
It was like an intruder. Like I did. That was my first thought. So I'm happy you're here today to live to tell the tale.
Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Question of the week.
Question of the week. Right, let
Something
me check
a bit
this
more,
out.
It's slightly random. If you guys have seen it already on the Instagram, if you participated, slightly random.
A bit lighthearted. I suppose, actually, this is quite a serious thing for people, actually.
I guess. It's the present etiquette, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, so present
the
etiquette.
The politics of presents.
Around present giving. Right, so the question was, oh my fucking God, you wouldn't believe it.
What?
So buying a friend a gift who didn't get you one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do we think about that? I've put defo and no way. It is literally neck and neck.
No.
Right, 1,000 of you have seen the story so far. It's only been up for about 10 minutes, but 1,000 of you have seen it and 289 have voted for defo buying my friend a present even if she didn't get me one or he.
Yeah.
And 285... have voted saying, no way am I getting my friend a present if they didn't get me one.
Oh my God, so it's literally neck and neck.
Oh my God, now it's literally 290 and 290. That is, I don't know why I'm so baffled by that, but that's literally 50-50.
What do you think?
Right, so let me try and think. So say a friend didn't buy me, if I'm honest, I wouldn't.
No, I don't think I would either.
Because it's like, if it's not a thing we do, then I'm not getting you a present.
Exactly. Like I have some friends and
I'm not
like,
going out of my way.
No, I have some friends and we just don't do gifts and it's not a big deal,
yeah,
but we just don't do gifts. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'd get like, it's definitely like my family, whatever. If like my sister didn't get me a present, whatever, I don't care. She doesn't have a job or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I get her a gift. But in terms of friends, I feel like there's some friends that you just don't do gifts with.
Yeah, there
and
is.
And some that you just do.
Yeah.
Like,
but I would,
that's just,
I kind
that's
of
just
feel
how
like,
it is.
I mean,
So I would not, if we were friends and it was like my birthday and you said happy birthday to me and you didn't get me a gift, I'd be like, that's absolutely fine, whatever. But when it's your birthday, I'm not getting you a gift.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I'm not going out of my way to get you something nice because I'm a really good gift giver. So I'm not going to get you an amazing gift like I would because I'm a fab gift giver.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know,
and equally,
it's like you always return the.
I've had people who
the price as well.
Yeah, I've had people who I've given a gift to, and then they've not gifted me one. I've been like, that's a bit rude.
Yeah, I think it is a bit rude, actually. Yeah, because it's like people generally. So, say someone got me like a lovely Jo Malone candle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I generally get them a gift on the same level as that.
Yeah,
because I think that's
the same
nice.
Value.
You return the favour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to get you something shite when you got me a lovely Jo Malone candle. Mm. You know?
Well, I'll read our first dilemma and then we can go from there. So she says, politics of presence. This is fun.
Okay.
Okay, basically, my problem is this. I'm part of a group of four friends from uni who live far away from each other now. So lockdown has meant that we haven't been able to see each other.
Right.
I celebrated my birthday during lockdown and did not receive a card or gift from them, which at the time I was totally not bothered about, middle of a pandemic, you know, I get it, priorities,
global pandemic,
whatever.
I get it, yeah.
Friend A also celebrated her birthday during lockdown, but she was away and we didn't organise anything for her. Fair enough.
Yeah, okay.
However, now friend B from the group is celebrating her birthday and friend C has decided to buy her a birthday present from all of us.
Right, okay.
Is it unfair... to expect myself.
Ask me first.
Yeah. Is it... So I'm guessing friend C has said, look, I've spent £50. Everyone transfer me 15 quid.
Yeah, everyone chip in. Yeah.
Is it unfair to expect myself and friend A to contribute to a present when nothing was bought for us? It hurts that they didn't think of me and I'm tempted to say no. September is an expensive month for me anyway. Am I being really petty? We all get on well and I love my friends to bits, but this really bothers me. My belief has always been that if you receive a gift, you should return a gift of similar value. And I've always been very generous. We all earn about the same amount, so that's not an issue. We've been a group of friends for nearly 7 years. Should I just suck it up and give the £20 toward the gift, or should I stand firm and explain my reasons?
I mean, it is a bit shit, isn't it? It's a bit shit.
I mean, it sounds a bit petty when you write it down, but I totally get your principle.
No, but the thing is, like, if I was that friend who's receiving this lovely gift, I would feel so bad.
Me too.
Oh my God, like, I'm so sorry I didn't get you anything back in June. Do you know what I mean? I would feel terrible.
Yeah, I would too.
You know?
I'd feel guilty.
I think maybe because... But then that's no excuse. Like, so you're a friendship group, right?
Mm.
So even pandemic or not, couldn't they have organized, you know, something to be delivered to your house?
To be honest, I feel like if I was in your position, just for the sake of harmony, I would just give the 20 quid.
Me too.
Because I feel it might cause more of a big deal if it's
ruckus.
I'm not. And then you don't want this to spiral into something bigger. Like, I totally get your principle and I'd be like, well, this isn't fair. Like, you haven't got me anything. So why should I get you something?
Thing is, bottom line, it's not fucking fair.
No, it's not.
Like, it's very shit. I'd be like, excuse me, Sandy. Mm. Where was Sandy? Where was my present back in June? Mm.
Like, but for the sake of the group harmony, I would just give
the
20 quid.
For the sake of not causing a ruckus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends.
But I do think there is present etiquette and I do believe that they should have gotten you a present.
Me too. But look,
especially if it's clearly a thing you do with like buying gifts and chipping in and like, you know, let's chip in. Mm. You know, well, did you run it by me first?
Yeah, I mean, that's very presumptuous of friend C to be like, I've bought this, everyone send me 20 quid. Like, huh?
I'd be like, well, sorry, I've had an expensive
I mean, you know what you could say? You could be like, oh, like, I didn't realise we were doing gifts this year. Like, since me and Sarah, like, we didn't receive anything from you.
Yeah.
I didn't realise we were doing gifts. No, but that's...
that's a really good thing
but that's
to actually
true.
Say.
Like, oh, I didn't realise we were doing gifts. Like, you know, you didn't get me one. I didn't think we were doing gifts.
I mean, like, Sarah, I didn't fucking realise we were doing gifts because where was my gift back in June?
Yeah, no, but it's true. You can say that.
It is true. I think you should actually say that.
Depends.
Because I think you can say that in a way of not being confrontational. But like, oh, God, oh, I didn't realise we were doing gifts this year.
Yeah.
You know, since me and Sarah didn't get one.
It's so petty. It's so passive aggressive.
No, but
so
it's not fucking fair. Like, why are you getting this friend a gift when they didn't get you one? Like, it's actually not fair.
It's
so do you know what? Do you know what? 2020, we're standing up for ourselves, so you need to say something.
I think I would just give the 20 quid, to be honest, because I can't be bothered for the But I totally, I would feel on the inside like, well, this isn't fucking fair. Like, I shouldn't be doing this.
Babe, let's stand up for ourselves. Come on. Woo! Come 2020. On.
Don't contribute.
Go on. I didn't realise we were doing gifts this year. I think that's such a reasonable thing to say.
Yeah, but it's true.
I didn't realise we were doing gifts this year, since me and Sarah did not get a gift.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Well, and then you can just be like, look, like, you know, I'm not going to be contributing. Like, it's a really expensive month for me. Like, I didn't realize we were doing gifts since, you know, I haven't pre-planned my finance. I haven't, you know, I haven't budgeted for getting you guys a gift because, you know, I didn't think we were...
in my foreseen costs.
Yeah, I didn't think we were doing gifts this year. Yeah. I think that's totally understandable, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. So, I think, fuck it. Let's stand up for ourselves. Come on. We're strong women.
Gosh, present politics. Hey, who'd have thought?
Right, that was a good one. I do like giving gifts.
Me too. I find it really fun.
They really, like, it really is true. Like, you do get more satisfaction over giving a gift than receiving.
Oh, yeah, you do. It's seeing them open it.
Although, you know, give me whatever gifts you've got, guys. I love it. But, like, you do feel fantastic when you give a good gift.
You feel, what's the word?
Just sounds like cliche, but...
You just feel like you've done such a good deed. You're like, oh, I'm such a good person.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, I spent my money on you. Yes. Oh, I'm so holy and whole. oh God, like Mother Teresa. Okay, everyone buckle up. Hey girls, please be aware this is a long one. Oh God, the the thing is, help me please, is that fucked up?
Fucked up in capitals, yes.
Right, so guys, buckle up, we're on for a ride. A few months ago, my normal close friend group and I was introduced to another mixed friend group, including a couple. So one night we were all really drunk. I blacked out and I slept with one of the boys. Ooh. Mm. I was obviously getting to know the girls in the group and I wasn't close with them. Right. Okay. So we've got a girlfriend group. We've got another friend group, which is girls and guys. Mm-hmm. And she's canoodled with one of the guys from the other friend group. Mm-hmm. Right. Got it. I was obviously getting to know the girls in the group and I wasn't that close to them. The boy in question was in a relationship with one of the girls and I felt horrendous about it. Oh, fucking
God.
Hell.
Did she find out after then?
Oh, God.
Or did she sleep with him knowing?
She must have done... I don't know. Surely she knew if he was in the friend group and this girl is in the friend group.
Well, yeah, because she said there was a couple. So she knew.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she really did fuck up.
Oh God, no, alcohol can do wondrous things, honestly. The boy in question was in a relationship with
one of the
girls.
Terrible.
Yeah, terrible. No, it's almost I wasn't looking for the word wondrous. I was looking for the word
crazy.
Oh, I don't fucking know. Bit like, there's a word I was thinking of, but it wasn't that. Okay. And I felt horrendous about it, obviously, but I just tried to move on with my life. Good for you.
She's funny. Okay. I thought, honestly,
I tried to move on with my life. What about the couple? What about the poor girl?
That's funny. Okay. Oh,
no, I'd have to move on with my life as well, babe. I'd be like, God, sorry, it's not my problem. I've got to move on with my life.
Oh, okay.
Fast forward, okay? We've all ended up really close, like best friends. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is really fun.
How's that happened? You slept with her boyfriend.
Wait, the girl doesn't know. Wait, this eats me up every single day and I know I should have said this at the time. I just didn't want to ruin their relationship.
Oh my God.
I was speaking to the girl in question earlier today on the phone when all of my other best friends put her in a group chat and told her everything without telling me. No, this is
shit.
Terrible.
Shit.
Okay, so fuck. Okay, so you slept with the boyfriend. You both kept it a secret. Everyone else knew. Now they've told the girlfriend behind your back. Okay. But you've got really close to the girls in this group. Fuck. Okay. I don't know how any of them found out, as I never mentioned it. What do I do? I've started to deny it.
Oh, no.
Babe. Okay. I've started to deny it as he keeps denying it. Oh, so he keeps denying it. So she's kept denying it.
Okay, okay.
But now, even my original girl group have turned against me and won't give me a chance to explain anything. What do I do? I know I don't have a leg to stand on. My heart breaks with guilt every day. Mm. It was a stupid, drunken mistake, and I've lost absolutely every single one of my friends. Oh. Even though, oh, this is terrible, babe.
My heart's actually sinking for you right now. This is really not.
I know. Mm. Every single one of my friends, even though it was absolutely nothing to do with them, and have since it's true, they don't want to be my friend. Should I come clean and apologize and try to talk to them all, or just the friend in question? Please help me. I'm absolutely heartbroken and feel so guilty. God, I apologize for laughing earlier.
Yeah,
we didn't know the severity of this situation.
We weren't aware of what we were about to read.
Right.
One thing I don't like about this situation is that your friends told her behind your back.
Yes.
Like this whole like separate group chat. We're going to tell her. Because what they should have done is come to you and given you the chance to come clean and tell her.
But also asked you if it was even true.
Yeah.
At first. Yeah. Because things can be, you know, there's loads of shit that gets chatted. You know what I mean? Like loads of rumours can be not true. Mm-hmm. So... And I don't like they're not giving you... You're saying that your original friends aren't even giving you a chance to explain.
Yeah.
I think that's really unreasonable.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Like, I think it's very childish and very unreasonable. And I hate the fact that they put this girl in a separate group chat
and told
her then, couldn't they have done it in person? Couldn't they have called her? Couldn't they have done it one-on-one with just one of the girls telling her what they've heard? Do you know what I mean? It feels quite... You know, ganging up and
it does it because they could have
handled it much better.
They could have, and you know, they could have just said like, "Look, we know this has happened." You know, but they probably maybe they thought like, "Oh, she's only going to deny it. She's only going to deny it." Do you know what I mean? So
give her a chance.
I know,
give me a fucking chance.
But I'm just thinking what was going through their mind. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't like that they didn't give you the heads up first to at least be the one to tell her. Or to even ask you, like, is this true? Like, don't lie to us. Like, has this happened?
I'm sorry. This should not ruin your friendship with your original friends. Mm. So I don't know why they seem to be ganging up on you.
I think, but look, let's try and do some damage control.
Yeah.
I think all we can do now is we've just got to own up to it. We've got to be honest.
Yeah.
And we've just got to... Yep. See what happens from there, because there's no point,
because
you know.
It's a bit shitty that the boyfriend's also denying it.
Yeah,
you know?
I think
it's like, come on, babe.
Yeah, there's no point.
At the end of the day, he's the one who cheated on his girlfriend because you did not know this girl that well at the time.
Exactly, but you also think he's obviously the one that's. I know he's denying it, but he's obviously like, do you know? Because she was saying like, I don't know how people know. It's obviously him.
Yeah, he's,
like he's got drunk one night, told a few of his mates, thinking it's banter or funny or whatever. And then when he's sobered up, he's denying it. So I think he's the one that's let this secret out, if you want to say that.
Yeah.
I think if this were me, I would just have to sit the girls down if they would listen. I would sit the girlfriend down, forget the friends, just sit the girlfriend down first, you know, maybe just have a one-on-one conversation with her.
And just be honest, tell her what you've told us.
And like just be like, look.
You know, it was at the beginning of your guys' friendship.
Yeah.
You know, you weren't that aware of the girl at the time and you were very
just
drunk.
Be,
and yes, it's no excuse.
Yeah,
but.
And you just got to be honest. You say, look, like I was denying it. I'm not going to lie because I was, you know.
I'm scared. I don't want to lose you guys as friends. But I realise I have probably lost you,
like,
Emily.
I know I fucked up and I was trying to keep it under wraps. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to blame me for that.
I'm sorry, but like initial damage control, like initial thoughts is like no one can ever find out.
Exactly.
You know, and that is most people's first
knee-jerk. It's like a knee-jerk reaction.
It's a knee-jerk reaction. Yeah, you fucked up. Oh my God, no one can ever know.
Let's keep it a secret.
And it'll be fine. Mm. So I totally understand, you know, how this has happened. I think it happens... probably more than you think.
I think sit the girlfriend down first, explain to her what happened. All you can do, at the end of the day, all you can do at this point is apologise.
Because thing is, right now you're both denying it. So you need to message the girlfriend, be like, look, I'd love if you could come round or we could meet somewhere, somewhere not that public. Mm-hmm. I don't know, don't want to really want to do this in a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just come clean. Just come clean. And then...
And then I think then talk to your friendship group.
And then reach out to your original friends.
And then just be like, look, I've spoken to her. I've had a one-on-one conversation. She said this, Yeah. Like, I just want to say to you girls, like, I know that you kind of like went behind my back and told her. I don't blame you because you obviously had your reasons. Yeah. Like, I would have liked it if you would have come to me first. But what's done is done. Like, I know I've made a big mistake. Like... We're all going to make mistakes in our lives. Like, we all have made mistakes. Like,
I realized I should have been honest about this at the time. Yeah, but just at the time I was very scared.
Like,
and,
but are you really like not going to be my friend ever again because of this one thing? Yeah, like, it seems a bit harsh.
Silly. Like, the thing is, like, we're adults here. If we all realize that I fucked up, you know, let's move forward. I don't think it's a make or break situation. And if they're acting like, you know, they don't want to be your friend anymore, then I think that's a bit shit on their behalf because everyone makes mistakes. So let's just get over it.
At the end of the day, you know? Like, we all do. Well, we've all done stupid shit. We've all said the wrong thing. We've all done this and that.
Exactly.
And I think...
And at the end of the day, it was nothing towards them. You know, it doesn't affect them.
I know.
So, I hope... For your sake, they can be understanding and see where you're coming from.
Me
because
too.
These things happen. Like, this is, it's part of life.
Mm-hmm. It is part of life.
You know, we all fuck up, you know, friendships, whatever. Boys getting in the way, you know, whatever. These things happen.
Don't
be too hard on yourself.
Promise
me you won't be too hard on yourself because these things happen. I think all you need to do is, things take time, you know, like for people to get over things and...
They might not, you know, they might not forgive you like straight away and all be happy clappy.
Yeah.
But at least if they can,
give it some time.
Just say to them, like, you know, all I'm hoping is that you can just acknowledge my apology. Like, no one knows more than me, like, how badly I fucked up. Like, I've been keeping this in and denying this for so long. Like, it's been eating me alive. Like, it's been really stressful. It's been.
And just say how petrified you've been with the information. Because if this guy is still going on with his girlfriend, I think it's really embarrassing on his behalf. Because that's really disgusting from him.
I hope they can forgive you. I think they should. The girlfriend, maybe not. Fair enough. That's her boyfriend.
Yeah,
but
fair enough.
Your
whatever.
Friends, like, come on.
Yeah, come on, babes.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
And like Chintz said, don't be too hard on yourself. Like,
These
we all fuck
happen.
Up.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Baby. Okay, right, next dilemma. Something we haven't actually discussed before. How to stop casual hookups.
I like this one.
Hey girlies, love the podcast. Oh, shit, it's the highlight of our week.
Oh,
that is lovely.
Aw, thank you.
Okay, feel like this is a bit of a different one. I'm not really sure how to approach it, but here it goes.
Okay.
I have a bit of a reputation around my uni for sleeping around.
Okay.
Brackets, my uni's fairly small.
Okay.
And I personally don't mind hookup culture, just based on the fact that I enjoy sex and don't see much wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
Saying that, I've never had a relationship or dated. I'm 19.
Okay.
And although there's no rush, I feel like I'm so in this hookup phase that no one sees me as a relationship potential.
Right.
So basically, the advice I'm asking for is, how do I stop just hooking up with guys? I enjoy having sex, but I don't want to keep just sleeping with people, especially when everyone seems to know who I'm sleeping with and all my business. I'm on dating apps, but it always just ends up as cheeky combos and never dates or relationship potentials.
Right.
Thank you in advance.
Okay, I think this is very easy to do. I think you've just got to be clear. Like, say I started talking to a guy and say it was on Tinder or whatever, you know, whatever, Insta, whatever, you've just got to make it clear. Just be like, yeah, I'm not really looking for anything casual. Like, I'd love to go on a few dates, you know,
I'm
see
looking
where
for
things
something
go.
More serious.
I'm looking for something more, you know, that's all it takes. Just be like, and then if they're like, you know, try and make it all cheeky, you know, like coming, like, oh, you, do you want to come round, you know, kind of hinting at you coming round to sleep with them or whatever. Just be like, you know, that's not what I'm looking for right now. Like, I'm really looking to get to know someone. And I think you've just got to make it clear. And yes, it can be tempting. Do you know what I mean? Like, cause you might just be like, oh my, just fuck it and just go round, or they can come here, whatever. But I think if you just make it firm, make it clear, then you're golden.
I agree. There's not really much. Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's not really, what else can you do?
I think it's
like,
just like, as long as you're clear. Like,
especially if you do have like this kind of rep, like you said, like guys might come to you thinking like, oh yeah, like I'll whatever. So yeah, you need to make it clear to them if there's someone that you like and someone which you see relationship potential with. Yeah. Like, I mean, on the first date, you don't have to say, like, I'm looking for a boyfriend. But if you're just giving, like, the
vibes.
But
also, like, so if she says she's never, like, properly dated. So, like, make it clear, like, I want you to take me out. Like, when are we having our first date? Like
if a guy says to you, like, oh, like, can I come over and we can hang out? Be like, why don't we go on a date? Like, I'm not really in.
Yeah.
Just, you, with the things, like, you can be subtle about it. But
if
with the thing,
like,
you know, if they're suggesting.
If he's like, oh, do you want to come round tonight? I emoji, and you're like, oh, not really that type of girl. Like, I'd love to, you know, you to take me out. I'd love to go grab a drink sometime, you know, or something like that.
Yeah, like take me on a date first. Like, you can be subtle about
when
it.
When I started dating my ex, I made it very clear. I was like, look, like, we need to go on some dates. Like, you're not just gonna get in my pants like straight away. Like, that's just bottom line. As soon as he started showing interest, you've just got to be clear. I was like, look, like, it's not gonna be an easy little feat for you. Like, I'm not some game, you know? And you just got to make it clear, stand up for yourself, and then they'll give you what you want in return.
That's all you can do. Just say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, you can be, you know, you can be playful about it. You don't have to be
definitely.
You know, but just, like Chintzia said, just be chill and be like, you know.
Definitely don't be like, oh, man, I'm looking for a boyfriend. No.
Yeah, but be like,
super chill.
I'm wanting
like,
something a bit, I'm just be like, I'm ready for something a bit more serious at the moment. Like, I'm actually looking for something a bit more serious. Like I'm not just looking
to get
for
to know someone. Like, I don't,
I'm not just looking for a hookup right now. Like, I'm actually looking to date someone. And then the guy will be like,
just make
it great.
Clear, like, I just don't want to sleep with you. Like, I'd actually like to get to know you, Brian. You know, Brian, see how it goes.
Let us know how that goes.
Let us know how that plays out for you. But I think you got this on.
Me too. I think it's quite an easy thing to.
Yeah, I think you just got to be clear and concise. Baby. Is this toxic? My best friend hangs out with a girl that has treated me so bad. And I told her that I didn't like it, but nothing is changing. This girl literally made up stuff that I said about my best friend to make us fall out. Am I being overdramatic? Right. So say, I knew this person, okay? And in the past, you know, maybe they've done me wrong or we don't particularly like each other or they've done me really bad before. But then Sophia starts hanging out with her.
What was this girl's dilemma?
She's just saying, like, is this toxic? Like, I've said to my best friend, like, this girl has really, really done me wrong. I don't like that you're hanging out with her.
Did she say what happened?
She said apparently the girl made up rumours, all of this about her. So she vocalised to her best friend, like,
and her best friend is still hanging out with
her? Yes. So the best friend is still hanging out with this girl who she knows, this is her best friend. She knows this girl has, you know, not been the best person towards her, but yet she's still talking to her. So she's asking, like, what do I do? Am I being over dramatic? Like, should I just deal with it? Or like, do I need to stand up for myself? Do I need to say something?
Were they friends? Like, were they friends? Have they, like, are they like childhood friends? Like, is it a new friendship? Like, has she said?
She's just said my best friend.
The girl who's betrayed her, who we don't like.
Well, I'm not sure. She just said a girl that treated me really bad and made
I'm wondering
rumors.
If, like, her best friend and this friend, like, go back further.
Yeah, possibly. But I feel like she would have said that. And even,
I don't like this.
So, I'd have been like,
I don't like this.
But you're my best friend. I don't know how you could. But it's like, I don't know how you can support a person who, you know, treats me in that way. Like, I'm sorry, if you were hanging out with a girl who's actually made up rumors about me, talked loads of shit about me, and was just really negative towards me and nasty, the last thing I would expect is for you to hang out with her. Like, oh
I kind of feel like maybe this is immature, but I kind of feel like if I hate someone, I want my best friend to hate them as well. And if they don't, I'm questioning that. I mean, that's a lot.
That's like how it's meant to go, isn't it? Right?
I mean, I think so. Maybe that's the wrong thing to say, but I think so.
Maybe that is very immature.
If I don't like someone, like, and you like them, I'm going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's not my...
Like,
no.
Where do your loyalties lie? No. Where are your loyalties?
Exactly. So where are your best friend's loyalties? Are they with this girl who she is aware has been shit to you? Or, like, do her loyalties lie with you? Like, I would question that in my mind, and I'd be like, who does this perfect
like,
girl...
Like, I do get, you know, it might be more complicated if, say, like, all three of you have been best friends for a long, long time.
Yes, but
and,
I don't think that's the case.
Some people think, like, some people have the attitude of, well, they've never done anything to me, so there's no reason for me not to be friends with them.
Yes.
And it's like, well, yeah, I do get that. Of course, I understand that. But if this is your best friend, I'm questioning where the loyalties lie.
On no planet is it acceptable for your best friend to be friends and hanging out with someone who, you know,
has really done you wrong.
Yeah, I think that's really horrible. How are you meant to feel comfortable sharing things with your best friend, thinking that, you know what I mean? Thinking that it's going to go back to this
person. I don't like that.
And how are you meant to feel comfortable around your best friend?
Is that like, are we being immature? Like, I'm trying to see it from a different perspective.
I don't know. I don't think we are. Like, fair enough if there was more complications involved, like if it was, I don't know, but I think if this is pretty plain and simple, if you know I don't particularly like someone, don't particularly get along with them because they've been really shitty towards me.
I mean, what are her reasons? Like, what are her reasons? Have you asked her? Well, I feel like you should ask her.
Yeah. What are you asking me to her? What are you saying
no,
to the girl?
No, I'm saying to the girl. Like, say if Chintzy was hanging out with...
Yeah,
I'm
like, talk
say,
to your best friend.
Yeah, like, say if Chintzy was hanging out with someone who, like... For example, I have this friend who I'm recently not friends anymore because it's a long situation. Blah, blah,
oh, wait,
blah,
wait,
Chintzy,
the girl
I know who I'm
has
talking
said
about.
That she's told her multiple times that I don't like it, I don't feel comfortable, but nothing is changing.
Right, I'm not here for that.
I'm not here for that either. So you're telling me you've had a conversation with her about it, expressed your feelings.
No, it's a no from me.
You've been quite raw and honest with your feelings. You know, it hurts. That fucking stings. Mm. And for her to then knowingly be like, oh, Jessica, do you want to hang out? Knowing that her best friend is very uncomfortable with this friendship and knowingly doing that to hurt you again, because she knows it's going to hurt
you. It's a really sad thing to lose a friend. It's such a loss. And then for her to be like, well, I'm still going to be friends with her.
Yeah, it's fucking
like,
rude.
Really? Like, it's a bit like, I'm not here for it.
I don't like
I'm not
it.
Here for
no,
it.
We're not being unreasonable, are we? I don't think we are.
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't like it if it was me.
Mum's just come in the room. Why don't we ask Mum? Mum?
Yeah.
So say, I said to Sophia, okay, there's this girl, she's horrible. She's done me wrong really badly in the past, been really nasty to me, like she's done me wrong. She's made rumours up about me. And then Sophia continued to hang out with her. How do you feel about that?
It's disloyal.
Yeah.
That's the word.
And you said it.
It is, isn't it? And we're not being unreasonable to be like, oh, it's fine. It's not fine, is it?
No.
Not if the person's really done...
Yeah. Not if the person's really done you badly, she says.
And
hurt you. Yeah. No. Absolutely. That's it. We've got some wisdom from an older woman here.
We totally agree.
Yeah, no, disloyal, that's it. Where are your loyalties lie, babe?
Disloyal, yeah.
Okay,
it's
great.
Girl code. It's girl
it is
code.
Girl code. Right, okay.
Thanks, Angie, for the wisdom.
Sophia says thanks for the wisdom. She laughed.
Okay, right, okay, last dilemma.
Just keep on moving through the beat.
Hey, girls, I hope you're doing well. Oh, she says the podcast has helped her get through so many things.
Oh,
love you.
That makes me happy.
Okay. Me and my best friend met 3 years ago and are honestly soulmates in friend form, but I can't help but be jealous of her. Right.
Oh. Uh-oh.
I don't naturally attract boys as I'm not the naturally prettiest, but she always does. I thought I got over it, but then the boy I was talking to decided to Snapchat her and, you know, try to pursue her. Obviously,
the boy she was talking to.
Yes.
Oh, what a shady little man.
Gross little boy. I hope you never spoke to him ever again. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she shut him down and told me because she's such a good friend, obviously, as friends should do. Mm-hmm.
I like that from her.
Sad, me too. Fantastic. You've got a good friend there. However, this has dramatically affected my confidence. I constantly feel seek outer validation, and I just want to love myself and be at peace. I feel so guilty, as I don't think it's normal to feel like this about your best friend, but I can't help but feel shit when I'm around her. I love her so much, and I don't want this to affect our friendship, but it's really tough. What do you girls think?
Oh, this is sad.
I think this
is something which is just like something that you need to work on
in yourself.
And it's not, I know that's so vague and so like general, like, oh, shut up. But it really is true. Like, we all have our self-esteem issues. We all, you know, have self, no one's the most confident, no one is.
Everyone has their days.
We can all compare ourselves. Like, I compare myself to so many people and I really shouldn't. And it can really get you down. And it's something which you just, it's like brain training.
It's like we were talking about on single files. It's like, it takes so much time and patience and practice. And to be able to be like, you know what, actually, I think I'm really great. And I think I bring a lot to the table and actually really like myself. I really actually love myself.
And
actually,
I think that you need to, like you say, you love your best friend and all of this, which is amazing. But it sounds like you're seeing her as a competitor.
Yeah.
You know, because you're saying,
like, train your brain, right?
You're saying that you get jealous of her and that boys are gravitating towards her and they're not so much gravitating towards you. It's not a competition.
But also,
and I get how that hurts because you think, God, the boys only like my best friend. I'm like, whatever, like no one likes me. I totally get that. But it's not your best friend's fault. It's no one's fault. And I don't want you to start having negative feelings towards your best friend because of something which... I don't know. Do you know what I'm trying to say here?
The good thing here is that I think it's clear you've got a solid, good best friend. And
I think
you can't lose her over something like this. Like, she's clearly got your back. She's a really good friend to you. This is great. I think you need to just, you just need to not focus on that. And it's like, just focus on your friendship and having a good time together and not focus on the boy aspect and, you know, all of that.
And I think what you need to do is like interrupt your negative thoughts. You know, when you're thinking these things, like when you're feeling jealous, what you need to try and do is honestly, right? If this was me, if I was feeling like jealous towards my best friend or whatever, I would like pinpoint these emotions. Okay, so when do these emotions strike? When am I feeling like this? What is causing these emotions? And write down, okay, how am I feeling? How am I going to respond? How do I want to respond? Get clinical about it, because sometimes it really helps to pinpoint when the emotions arise, why they're, do you know what I mean? Because then you might be able to break it down and to really get to the source of like why they bubble up.
I think it's really good as well, like if you're ever having a negative thought about yourself, like, no, literally stop yourself. But like, no, like I have to do that sometimes. You literally have to stop yourself and don't be so silly. You look great.
We all do.
You look great. Let's move on. It's not the end of the world. Whatever you're thinking, it's not true. And let's just get on with our day. I think you've really got to, like Sophia said, interrupt yourself. But like, no, stop it. Like, and honestly, you will train yourself. Like, it's not going to happen overnight.
No, but like, I have to do it all the time.
Yeah, like stop being so silly.
Everyone
That's why does. You literally have to talk to yourself. Stop being so fucking stupid, you silly idiot. And it's like, you look fantastic. Right, let's move on with our day. And I think, honestly, it really does work. It's almost like it's brain games, isn't it? It's like daily affirmations. You know, if you're waking up every day and saying, I love myself, I am beautiful, you know, I bring so much to the table, like I am whole, all of this, it genuinely works. Like, it actually works. I feel like
also, if you really want to get more into this, maybe look up some books that you can read.
Yes, there are some. Because there are some
good
ones.
Books out there, or even some good journals that are just like self-affirming. Maybe what might help
is like just writing your feelings down instead of internalizing them, and just like kind of dealing with them that way. Because the last thing I want you to do is for this to affect your friendship in any way.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that you can totally overcome this, and that.
Yeah, me too. I think maybe it's way more common than you probably think.
Maybe have a break from guys or something for a while, and just be like, look, I just don't want to be involved in any of that anymore.
I'm getting the vibe that the guys are the root of the problem.
Me too. So I think
that's the impression that I'm getting.
I think just in your mind, it's like, look, I'm not interested. Like, I'm not interested. I'm focusing on me right now. I think you need a bit of me time in order to be able to not seek validation from guys. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And give it maybe 6 months. I mean, it sounds like a while, but 6 months goes by like that, you know, really.
And it goes back to the classic, like, just because she's, you know, pretty doesn't mean that you're not.
Exactly.
Like, we've got a flamingo and we've got a sunset.
Yeah.
You know,
right?
Totally different.
Totally different.
But both stunning. Like, you don't have to be like, you don't have to look the way that she looks to be pretty. Like, I feel like we see this all over Pinterest.
What's that quote?
It's like, you don't have to be pretty like her, you can be pretty like you.
Yes. And there's the other one. Oh my God. And it's like,
her beauty doesn't take away your own.
Yes. But recognizing someone's beautiful does not take away any of your own beauty. Mm-hmm. I think that is key. Like, everyone jot that down. Like, that's going to be quote of the week. Like,
I totally agree.
You know, and you just got to remind yourself of that. Like, again, when you're starting to think negative, it's like, no, stop it. Mm. Like, number one, I don't seek validation from guys. Absolutely. She's not my competition. Yeah, she's not my competition. I know I'm beautiful and I know she's beautiful. We're both beautiful in our own right. And and you've just got to keep telling yourself that. And I promise you, you'll get there.
I promise. It's a slow process. We all deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Okay, girls and boys. Thank you very much for listening. A very wholesome episode, I feel like.
Nice quotes we ended on, right?
I feel like there's enough quotes for quotes of the week.
I think that's one of my favorite quotes. Just like, recognizing someone else's beauty does not take away from your own beauty.
I love it. I love it a lot.
I think it's worded better on Pinterest somewhere, but you get the gist.
Yeah, Google it. Yeah.
Google it.
Okay, guys. Well, we're back with Boy Talk next week. Send in your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com. Follow us at The Girls Bathroom on Instagram.
Yes, please.
And we'll see you next week, guys. We can't wait.
We love you.
Thank you so much. Have a good week.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.